You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The roots of mariachi music run deep in Texas. For some schools and universities, mariachi has been a part of the curriculum since the 70s. But 2019 marks the first year the University Interscholastic League officially sanctioned the festival, which is now in its fourth year. Marta Ocampo, mariachi director from Grand Prairie Fine Arts Academy in North Texas, admits her initial trepidation about UIL's plans.
First, I thought UIL will kind of mess it up because they're super strict, but it's been well organized and well run, and it's been great.
UIL is the governing body that creates the rules and hosts almost all athletic, musical, and academic competitions for schools in the state. The state mariachi program had been in the pilot phase for the last 3 years, though UIL competitions have been previously available at the regional level. In El Paso, America's school mariachi director, Sergio Ramos, rounded up his students onto a bus at 5 in the morning, the day before the competition.
You know what? It was a little tough, not gonna lie. It's a little hard trying to get them, you know, going.
The drive from El Paso down to the valley with a bus full of high schoolers is not for the faint of heart. Though, Ramos says even after a drive that took longer than it should have, he's excited to be at the festival with his students. And thankfully, UIL is taking mariachi seriously.
I'm glad to see that mariachi is finally starting to become standardized and is being acknowledged as what it should be. You know, it's a high-level performance ensemble.
In a state where more than half of public schools' total enrolled students are Hispanic, the importance of cultural representation is not lost on Eloy Garza. The Roma High School mariachi director returned to his alma mater to give back to the community through music.
Culturally, I mean, it's pretty much means a lot because it's our roots. We teach our kids that this is our roots. This is, you know, representing where we come from. Representing, you know, our great music, our great art of Mexico, and our culture, promoting it here in the U.S.
On the first day of the competition, Garza's team begins to warm up. Each team gets exactly 15 minutes in a practice room directly before their performance. Through the cacophony of practicing high school students, the melodies, rich in history and culture, start to stand out. In this room, you hear the vihuela and guitar, the guitarrón, trumpets, harp, and the violin. For UIL musical director Bradley Kent, the addition of a festival that celebrates a musical tradition which connects with so many students is exciting.
And this genre of music is unique in that it all comes from the same culture. And providing this event allows these students that grew up in this culture to celebrate the music that they grew up and has been passed down many generations in a lot of their families.
The competition was held in 3 parts over 2 days with about 70 teams competing. Roma Mariachi Director Garza says that though each ensemble is divided into sections, the key to a successful judge-pleasing performance is teamwork.
Each judge will be focusing on a particular section of the mariachi, judging on intonation, interpretation, phrasing, blending within sections, the overall effect of the group.
Daniel Renteria is the director of Rio Grande City High School Mariachi. He says that another main component the judges are looking for is style.
Each song has a certain style. They're looking for that it is done justice to the style. Like, for example, the first song that we play, that's called a Son Jalisciense. You know, that one has the traditional mariachi sound that a lot of judges, you know, all the judges are looking for.
UIL music director Kent says that there are several reasons why they call it a mariachi festival and not competition.
Well, we use a festival format. Essentially what that means is we don't rank the groups, so we're not crowning, in essence, a state champion. The groups receive a rating, so everybody has equal opportunity to receive the top rating. We believe that that format encourages the growth and development of mariachis more than ranking the groups from top to bottom. And another reason we don't rank the groups right now is because we don't feel like enough schools in the state have mariachi yet.
However, for students in the festival, the thrill of performance and drive to be the best is not diminished by these rules. Most are excited, and some still have butterflies.
My name is Julie Hernandez.
My name is Hector Zuniga.
Abigail Trevino.
I'm Christopher Romo.
I'm Andrew Melendez, and I represent Americas High School.
The Grand Prairie Fine Arts Academy.
Roma High School.
Rio Grande City High School.
I play the violin.
Then I play guitar.
I play trumpet.
I also play trumpet.
Trumpet.
I think my group's pretty amazing. I'm blessed to be with this group, and I'm ready.
I'm just really excited to play.
This is UIL, so it's kind of like more important compared to the other ones. So it's pretty exciting.
I feel nervous and excited at the same time.
When you're on stage, you know, you're on, like, you're focused on your performance and not just your part, but also watching the group as a whole, because really a mariachi is like a machine, you know, everybody plays a part in the whole thing.
It just makes me feel like home.
The atmosphere of the festival is more light and celebratory. The tingle of adornments on charro skirts and trousers fill the air. Students from opposing teams greet each other in passing with fist bumps and sombrero bumps. For many, it's like seeing old friends. Even directors greet one another with "Oye, compadre!" and gush about their students' performances. There are many competitions, but this one gives the students something else, says Grand Prairie Fine Arts Academy mariachi director Marta Ocampo.
It's the culmination of our performance year right now. It's the last one, and it's a great opportunity for us to not compete against others, but to show what we have done.
At the festival, UIL music director and overseer of the event, Dr. Bradley Kent, feels optimistic about the future of the event and mariachi in the state.
Well, we hope that the activity is going to continue to grow. We've already seen growth in the schools in Texas. More schools are offering mariachi instruction in the curriculum. And so we hope that that will continue, because in our opinion, that's the most important part of why we're doing this, is to help facilitate the growth and development of mariachi in the schools.
And right now, that future sounds bright. For the Texas Standard, I'm Kristen Cabrera.